rest of the story. Among the most renowned, successful opera composers of all time is Richard Wagner. His first 30 years marked by failure, historians and musicologists generally concede that there was a turnaround in his career, a point at which Wagner became officially accepted and recognized. It was the opera Tannhäuser. Considering a sudden spark of genius at the age of 30 to have been unlikely, biographers went back to the year 1843, and guess what they found? In 1843, the year Wagner began writing Tannhäuser, the heretofore hapless composer took on a collaborator, a trusted critic who aided Wagner in his work. As composers go, Wagner had a late start. He was already well into his teens when writing music had interested him, and then he would begin on his own. He took out a library book on compositional technique. He studied the scores of other composers, began lessons on conventional harmony with a neighborhood instructor. In 4 years, young Richard began writing an opera called The Wedding, but the music was so bad that he couldn't even bear to finish it. A year later, he began another opera, The Fairies. He finished that one, but nobody wanted to produce it. 2 more years went by. This time, it was an opera called The Ban on Love, based on Shakespeare's Measure for Measure. The subject matter was racy, but not sufficiently intriguing to overcome Wagner's awful music. So it opened and closed the same night. During these years of musical ill fortune, the composer's financial situation began to deteriorate. He owed money all over Europe. He was forever sneaking across borders and sailing away in the dark of night to avoid debtors' prison. Once he was forced to take in lodgers and shine their boots while he himself stayed home because he had no shoes with soles in them. Nonetheless, he continued to write. An opera, Rienzi, met with moderate success. Another, The Flying Dutchman, didn't quite make it. So Richard Wagner, he's now 29. He's in debt. He's disheartened. He left town again, this time for Dresden. And it was in Dresden in 1843 that Wagner's luck changed. By 1844, Tannhäuser had been written. On October 19 of the following year, it was given its premiere performance, and Richard Wagner, the composer voted least likely to succeed, succeeded. Tannhäuser was a genuine masterpiece, and nobody knew that its composer had help in writing it. You see, when Wagner moved to Dresden, when he began writing Tannhäuser, he was joined by a collaborator, an uncelebrated but talented critic. And so it was that composer Wagner enjoyed a certain immortality in his lifetime, though his collaborator had to settle for anonymity. There's no mention of his name in Wagner's manuscript, perhaps because it might have sounded incredible. The name Peps, P-E-P-S. That a starving and penniless composer in a last-ditch effort to succeed struck musical gold by discarding every melody which was not approved by his collaborator's bark. His collaborator's what? That's right. This collaborator would sit behind Wagner's piano bench, and when the composer had found the musical combination that was magic, the right tune, the collaborator would bark his approval. One page saved 2 pages in the wastebasket, and after more than a year, the incomparable Tannhäuser was born, and the collaborator was Peps, P-E-P-S, Wagner's pet dog. And now you know the rest of the story.